WHDD presents Susan Says.
The last few months have been chaos. A pandemic, another killing of a black man, record unemployment, the total division of our country, and now the world. The world is changing. For the better, we hope. We are experiencing a real earthquake in justice, health, freedoms. There's no way to know the future, but we can hope. For those of you who do, please pray. Pray that all the protesters who peacefully risk their lives for justice don't get sick. Although those idiots going to political rallies and bars on the beach and partying on, well, you're on your own. Pray that the cops who killed George Floyd go to jail. Or who knows what will happen in our cities around the country. I was moved by seeing his second grade teacher show his artwork, and he wished he could be involved in bringing justice at age 8. He said that. Though he veered from the course, he was on his way back to redemption. Now look, as his little girl said, he is changing the world. Pray that all the voters that want to can, and that Georgia was not the canary in the coal mine, fraud, incompetence, etc., etc. Pray that deranged Donnie is pushed out so roundly and so decisively that he can't fight it. And try and stay, because you know he will, and the maggots will try and keep him there. Pray that the Dems find a better way to brand real justice and change in the police rather than defunding. That's a really bad choice of words. A city like Camden, New Jersey, figured it out with the community. Crime went down 40%. How do we overlook the stupid word and get to the action? Seattle is now under siege by terrorists. Yeah. Let's call it that. They have cordoned off a section of the city with no cops and they are armed. Is this what you want? I don't think so. It just gives law and order crazies a tool to say, see? The world is laughing at us, marching against us. How do we reclaim our place? Well, Joe Biden's a start, and I'm hoping he picks an African-American female VP. I have a preference, but I'll keep it to myself. I'm hoping the world will still be here with the environment in danger, the courts overtaken. How to fix that, I don't know. But my God, children's lives, I hope for their sake it'll be changed. Maybe not mine. Maybe I'll start praying myself.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.